It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And man, what a great week it's already been. I do want to do this. I realized yesterday we missed out. We have 86 reviews on Apple. Leave us a review. Subscribe. Let us know. Here's the deal. In the next week, I want you guys to leave us a review. If we get a few reviews, we're going to randomly pick a couple folks to get a free copy of my book, my devotional that's not out yet, Engage Heaven Today. So leave a review. I need to hit 100. When we hit 100, we're going to start picking two weekly for a month to give those out. So I need 100. That means 14 of you need to leave a review. We're going to jump in and do that. All right. So that's it. Get 100 views and we'll be giving two books away. We're going to jump in. I'm going to call this What's Your Gospel. I'm going to tell you, this will probably make you feel uncomfortable. For starters, the truth is, if your gospel message, you know, everybody had a gospel. Do you realize that? Like, it wasn't, although the 66 books that we hold on to today that obviously are the unadulterated word of God, those, you know, wars were fought over them, right? And the reason being was everybody had a gospel. Everybody had a journal. Everybody had, they wrote down their life, what they saw, what God was doing, what the devil was doing. And one of the reasons that the gospel, you know, people fought over it because they knew this would be the word of God. They didn't want anything in those 66 books that would be contrary to the Father, right? And so as you can imagine, everybody had a gospel. There were people that wrote things in their gospel that just didn't line up with God. There were people that had really bad days that I don't know if generations wanted to hear what went on. You know what I mean? And one thing I've realized is even though we don't write tablets any longer, you still have a gospel today. Even though you may not be writing down, you know, the exact things that are going on all day long in a journal form, the reality is you do have a life. You do have a gospel and people read it whether you realize it or not. And one thing I realize is that if the gospel isn't changing others, if your, let me say your gospel, the gospel according to you, right? The book of Brenda, the book of Nancy, the book of Courtney. If your gospel isn't changing others, then it hasn't changed you. And people are looking, you are a living epistle, the Bible says. And the message matters. What you believe matters. What you say matters. What you do matters. And it's going to determine where, you know, the harvest that you're going to see in your life. And one thing that's challenging is we live in a day that it really does make room for, like, nonsense. You saw it 2 or 3 weeks ago at the Oscars, right? You don't, when you are a famous person and you live in a bubble your whole life, there's no, you don't know what reality looks like. You don't, you haven't been to the grocery store in 20 years. You don't wash your own clothes. You don't buy your own groceries. You have a chef. Talking about Will Smith, when you have everything handed to you, there's an isolation that takes place. You are isolated from reality. You live in movies. You live in the weird internet world that you want people to see. And the danger of that is there's no plumb line. There's no checks and balances. You become so disconnected from Earth that if somebody hurts you, you hit them in the face. Like, think about what we're talking about. Like, that's not real life. That's Hollywood. If you walked into a bar on a movie set and you were lights, camera, action, you hit somebody for something like that. We live in a world where you can't actually do it. It's a crime to hit somebody. But when you become so insulated from life, you lose your sound judgment and you start doing and believing and thinking things that are literally insane. You become crazy. And unfortunately, that's happening to a lot of Christians. When you become so padded with a message of God's love and everything's okay and you can do what you want and grace and mercy and love and grace and mercy and love, you start to forget real life. right? The amount of things that we're seeing, and listen, last week's episode on the fear of the Lord didn't scratch the surface of what has really started coming out in Christianity. It's crazy to me. But what happens is you become so padded from real life that you think sin is okay. It's never okay. Exactly. Sirens cue at the perfect time. You think sin's okay. You think, come on, this is my point. There's more ministers falling right now at the moment than you could ever imagine. And it's, listen, you're going to hear more. Unfortunately, you're going to hear more in the next month or two. It's going to break your heart. And if we become so abandoned and padded from reality and the consequence of sin, I mean, there's a lot of sifting happening, and it's a dangerous place to live. We're going to talk more about it after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
We're talking about your gospel. I have a lot of books coming out this year, two devotionals and then a book on the prophetic. And one of the chapters in the book on the prophetic caused, the publisher to have opened up a great dialogue, because I was talking about mental illness and just basically saying, which is not a shocking statement, that the mental illness is rooted in the demonic. Now, I'm not taking shots at your family members. I'm not saying that there's no sympathy for people that are clinically, having a mental issue. Freedom's available for you. But the question arose is, well, do you think all mental, well, what if it's chemical imbalances and what if it's this and that? Friends, saying that all mental illness is not rooted in the demonic is like saying all sickness is not rooted in the demonic. Listen, I'm not asking you to feel good. I'm telling you truth. My mother was born deaf. Literally, I learned sign language before I could speak English. My son, my second born son, is deaf. Let me tell you something. I've been around a lot of deaf people. I was signing to a deaf person yesterday. The reality is, I probably have been around more deaf people than you, and I love more deaf people than you. They are an oppressed people. They start to believe a lie that this is how they were supposed to be. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It doesn't mean I don't love them. It doesn't mean that I don't want them to do well. It doesn't mean I'm not championing cochlear implants, which we gave our son, and all these wonderful things. But it's still rooted in the demonic. Sickness is sickness. The reason why the Bible says deaf and dumb spirit is because deaf people can't speak. If you don't hear, you can't talk. It doesn't mean they're dumb. They're actually not dumb at all. My son has cochlear implants, and they literally told me, he's in kindergarten, and they literally sat down with us last week and were like, this kid's probably on a third grade level genius-wise. They're like, I've never, super private school of Florida, I've never taught an actual genius, and your son could be one. Well, if he didn't have cochlear implants, he'd be drooling on himself, and you'd be saying that he, fallen asleep, should I say, and you'd be thinking that there was a problem with him. No, there's not a problem with him. It's just he couldn't hear. And, I don't believe in bringing awareness to something that you don't bring change to. So it doesn't mean that I'm hateful. It doesn't mean I'm a bigot. It doesn't mean I'm mean if I tell you that sickness is rooted in the demonic. That's not a bad thing. We can't even get healed if we're not on the same page of where it comes from. Kind of like Christians for years were like, well, we believe God can do miracles, but we really want to know if it's his will to heal first. There's no question about if it's his will to heal. If you're wondering if it's God's will to heal you, then you're never going to get healed. If you're concerned if you live with a lie that all sickness on earth, whether it's mental, physical, spirit, whatever, if you are believing a lie that sickness is not rooted in the demonic and that there are people that, Well, the deaf people, if you really know what's going on, it's connects in 86 and their fibers are now not working and they're not firing properly. And this is a real thing that happens in their head. I'm not questioning there's real manifestations of all of these things. I do believe that chemicals can be imbalanced in your brain. I do believe that people can be born with cords around their neck and they'll be mental. It still doesn't mean that sickness is not rooted in the demonic. That's crazy to me. It isn't a slant on the people that are struggling. But my point is, we've tolerated nonsense. We're Will Smith at the Academy Awards. You think it's okay to embrace things that Jesus died for to overcome, and we're welcoming them in our life like it's a gift to us. It's never a gift. It's never a gift. If you are walking around telling me that tornadoes and tsunamis are God's will, then why did Jesus rebuke them? It doesn't make sense. You can't tell me that Jesus is for your chemical imbalance, but he rebuked the demoniac. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean that we're against these people. Matter of fact, we love them. We want to help them. We have arms of our ministry that are reaching out to people like this. But we have to not get it twisted, friends. There's a standard in life, and there's a truth to uphold, and our gospel matters. And so, although it may not be popular to you, truth is truth, and what I believe the Lord wants us to do is take inventory of what we really believe, because our effectiveness in seeing abundant life in and through our lives will directly be connected to what we believe. Wowzer, that's it for today. We'll talk more tomorrow about this amazing subject. We love you. Thank you for tuning in with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.